We're going to go ahead and continue on with our post-race media availability for the 18th annual Bar Harbor 200 presented by SeaWatch International and the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And we are joined by today's race-winning team. We've got Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 Allegiant Airlines Chevrolet for GMS Racing, and crew chief Joe Scheer Jr. Johnny, this your first win of 2017. Do you feel like the team is now in championship form after winning your 14th career race and your first here at the Monster Mile?
We've had a phenomenal start to the season. We had the dominant truck in Daytona, led a lot of that race, and just unfortunately got tore up there at the end on that last green-white checker. But other than that, you know, a third and then 3 second-place finishes and a win today. So I'd say we're in championship form, to say the least, and it's just a product of everybody at GMS Racing working their butts off. So today was probably, you know, not our best handling truck of the year, but we were able to get a win with it. So and this is just one of those places. It's a, you know, never won here before, and it's a place I've always enjoyed coming to. And I said earlier in the day, I said this is a place, it's a, you know, it's a feather in your cap if you can win at a place like this, just because it's so demanding. So you know, we did all we needed to do, had the right strategy, and clean air was everything. I think you saw that with anybody that was at one point in the front of the race and then got shuffled back, they couldn't go anywhere. So and we kind of knew that. Joe obviously knew that and picked up on the, you know, we need to do a strategy play because, you know, you just can't pass. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And it worked out great for us today. Just 1-2 finish for GMS. Great day.
We're also joined here by this Miles the Monster Trophy, which Joe Scheer Jr. has coveted for a long, long time. Would you please walk us through that strategy play and fuel mileage, and which really helped put Johnny in position to win this race?
Oh, it was just like Johnny said there. I seen it right away when people were trying to do some strategy stuff there, that being out front was the answer. No matter what we did to the truck when we were in traffic, it didn't make any difference. So we knew that we had to get up front. So as soon as I, you know, learned that and seen that, I turned my strategy around, my whole race strategy, to get us up front at the end. Now, some of these guys that were doing that played their cards too soon and kind of screwed themselves at the end. And I just kind of kept being patient and kept taking Johnny yelling at me and the spotter yelling at me. But I knew at the very end is when we needed to be up front, and that's what I was working on. And it worked out perfect. We got the caution at the right time. We got the pit when we wanted to. And we were about 3 laps short there when we pitted, and it was – you know, it's a gutsy call, but we knew we kind of had to make it, and we saved gas, and he did a perfect job listening to us, saving, just being cautious and being clean and being smooth, and then when it was time to go, we were able to go.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go with Dustin, then go to Reed.
Dustin Albino, FrontJudge.com. Johnny, you said you enjoy coming here, so are you surprised that you never won here prior to today?
Yes, and to be honest with you, I felt like in years past I had opportunities or had trucks good enough to win here. But, you know, circumstance, I don't care what kind of a race it is. I mean, you know, you can do everything right. Circumstances still have to go your way. So, I don't know. I just, you know, we got through Charlotte, which was, you know, historically a tough racetrack for me personally, and came away with a second-place finish. So confidence was pretty high coming into Dover. And, you know, this place here is just, you know, from the drop of the green flag to the end, I mean, you're driving pretty hard, and you are everywhere. But this place here, I mean, as much as you can give your race truck, it'll take. So, you know, it was hard at that one point where we were just trying to get into a rhythm there and run like 24-20s, 24-30s. It's hard to discipline yourself to do that. So, you know, this is just one of those places that I can't explain to you. Like, qualifying laps here are two of the most exhilarating laps you'll run in the whole season, just because you know what you have to do and you have to commit. And let's face it, you're going around a mile racetrack and just over 23 seconds. That's cooking. So tough place, puts a big emphasis on handling and so on and so forth. And just, this is awesome. I mean, this is one of the coolest trophies there is, and I'm happy one of them's mine.
Go next to Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Johnny, even though your tires were, I think, about 50 laps older than Kaz's, because track position was so important, were you still confident that you could stay ahead of him at the end there?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I didn't have any idea until after the race that he had tires. I thought he was kind of on the same strategy we were. but obviously he pitted and came and got rubber. So, you know, tires are, you know, I kind of felt like yesterday tires weren't really that important. They're obviously better, and yeah, you want tires when you can get them. But, you know, I knew early in the race that if you just kept it pinned on the bottom, the guy would have to be substantially faster to go around the outside of you. And you know, it's just we're all running so close speeds nowadays that, you know, you just keep them in dirty air. You've got the advantage, and that's all I concentrated on those last 15 laps was just – back in the corner entry up, well, Tab kept reminding me, my spotter, but, you know, just focused on lifting early and pinning that thing on the bottom. And, you know, for him to have to have passed me, he's going to have to go to the top, and you just – it's very hard to do.
Additional questions? I have one. Johnny, we go to Texas Motor Speedway next week with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Does this win kind of take some pressure off of you, and what do you expect going into Texas?
Texas has been a great racetrack for me. You know, we've won there three times. Well, four, really, but we got one taken away. But love that racetrack. Love that part of the country. Obviously, it's not the same Texas that it was. And so I think we all have a little bit of, you know, scratching our heads to do this week and what to anticipate and what we need to look for when we get there. So I don't know. I've been to racetracks where they've reconfigured them and repaved them, but they, for whatever reason, still had the same tendencies they did in the past, and that's kind of what I'm hoping Texas has this time. So got a great truck, got a great Chevrolet Silverado that we're taking there. Got a lot of confidence and you know, not just Texas, but St. Louis and Iowa, two great racetracks that I love, you know, coming up. So this, I look forward to this part of the schedule for sure. And I don't know, just going to hit it hard. I don't think we can, we got to keep pushing because, you know, ultimately you got to keep working to try to get your best that you possibly can be down the stretch like we did last year.
Good deal.
It takes a lot of pressure off me.
Absolutely. You have no note. You really have no notebook to go off of now going into Texas with this new configuration, correct?
Exactly. But this win gives us a little bit of room to play and experiment. So it takes a lot of pressure off.
Okay. Well, good luck next week playing in the Lone Star State, and congratulations again for winning today at the Monster Mile.
Thank you.